my baby, come.
This is tape number two.
May 22nd, 1985, and we're speaking to Mary Tyone, working on Walter Northway's tapes.
What did she say about wanting to go over the
council? He never tell a story about when he'd become consul, she said. She's talking about when her grandma adopted her. She don't even remember her mom and dad, she said. Not clearly.
So, Chad, you gonna try to find the beginning of that?
I was going to tell a story, and she got mixed up a little bit. My grandpa used to live in Scudder Creek, he said.
Can you repeat his words? Because it's hard for me to hear him.
He told me, he said.
Say in.
Take ut. Say in, take ut, he told me.
Say in, take.
Mhm. Hichtalti.
Hichtalti. Mm-hmm. That means my grandfather
used to live in Scudder Creek.
Okay. But this is with his family.
Mhm.
Hichtalti means.
Mhm. Just mean quite a few people there.
Okay.
Tai in take a talt eat some jahatin. My grandpa and used to live Scudder Creek. That's where we come out from, he said. Tai in take a talt eat some jahatin.
That's where we came out from?
Mm-hmm. That's where we grow up, he say. Getting done, we grow up, he say.
Getting
done.
Dig.
Mm-hmm. We grow up.
Oh, I see. Get dig and da, get some dig.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. It's a daily, they mean they're fully grown. They're
off age. What was he talking about?
Where they grow up.
Yeah.
He say we grow up, and then when we get a little older, we get on our own, he say, like off age.
Uh-huh.
That's what he said. After they grow up. Nothing hard for them. They start to take care of themselves, each other.
How did you say nothing hard for us?
Two.
kane ha hihutsu.
Mm-hmm.
That means
nothing hard for them.
Oh, for them?
Mm-hmm.
Did he say hihutsu?
Mm-hmm. Hihutsu. Kane ha hihutsu. Now he say they go cross the river.
Yeah.
Our kids getting married, you see. My brother-in-law's and them come here and they start having family too, you see.
Beginning of the storm.
Yeah, beginning of that starvation. People ready to die off, he say.
Okay, let's go back right now.
He say, means somebody's calling him.
What did he say about early morning?
Early morning, kahman. These people that went to store from where their camp is, they went to store to get shell, and they find out these other people were starving, so they came right back to her dad, Eva's, and she tell her dad that those other people already starved. That's what she said.
What was that part about?
That's his daughter and some old lady, I don't know who, they didn't mention the name.
So he was saying that it was early morning and they came back mm-hmm. and holler at him.
Yeah. They told him really excited story, you know, how people excited, that's how they are when they heard the news.
By early morning, they mean before the sun comes up?
Mm-hmm.
It was dark outside?
No. But daylight. Uh-huh. They can't make it to village, sounds like that woman tell him, he say.
Does this remind them of some other time when people starved?
No, I don't think so. That's the only time I heard that they were starving that time. Mm-hmm. Frank Sam, his dad, and my mother and them were in the starvation too, he say. And I go to Joe Mark to take food to those people, and Joe Mark refused him. Yeah, he go to Elijah from there, and Elijah say he could go take food over.
Elijah
Demet.
That means that himself would go over and take food.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say why the other person refused him?
No.
Jesus, I have skin he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get these from that Elijah, or did he
get them? He gave it to Elijah to take it down to North Bay Village.
Okay.
To those people, they're out trapping. That's where they were starving. They were going back to village, but they got so weak and they can't even make it to village. That's what he say. He go to the Elijah, go to Herman store. With that fur.
What What skins did he have?
Wolf and fox and wolverine.
He said how many he had?
Two wolves, three fox and one wolverine. But his wife say all full sack, so I don't know. There's two words in there.
So when he went to the store, he took the first to get money?
To get groceries. Yeah,
groceries. Elijah did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that night, while moonlight, he's still traveling with dog team, he say.
That's Walter Northway or Elijah?
Elijah.
Started out that same day that those people came back from the store?
Mm-hmm.
And he took off from Scotty Creek then? And
not Scotty Creek, 10 miles, I guess.
Oh, they were at 10 Mile?
Mm-hmm. There's a place, it's not 10 Mile, but the name of the place, it's not, they call it 10 Mile. Uh-huh. Indian way, they call it Klet Otkay.
And that's where...
That's where Walden was. Where
Walden was. Yeah. That's his camp up there.
Uh-huh.
So... That morning, those people came back, and they told him, and then they just packed up right away and took off.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, where was the store, though? Was that
store? Northway.
So Elijah went back to Northway
with
the skins,
mm-hmm.
Got the groceries. And
then went up to those people where they were.
So Elijah went by himself?
Mm-hmm. See, 10 Mile is right here. Village is right here, this way, this other group, the one that's starving, this other group this way, and this other group this way, see?
Mm-hmm.
These people's the one who are starving, try to make it to village.
How long would it have taken Elijah to get from 10 Mile to the village?
One day.
So he would have had to be traveling at night?
Mm-hmm.
So he's at night before he even got to the village?
Mm-hmm.
And then he probably just stayed in the village overnight?
No, he's gonna go while moonlight, he gonna go up to them.
Just keep running
up
going.
To them, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, and he said that he had four moose, but that was dry.
Dry meat.
And Walter Northway was in 10 miles still.
Yeah, he stayed.
Yeah.
Walter stayed at 10 miles.
Uh-huh. He get grocery there, he say.
Okay.
He stop overnight someplace. Mm. Early morning, he take off from there, he say.
It's at the store.
Mm-hmm. I think before... He was going to say before that guy got to them. Sounds like he say they kill moose. Try it again.
Yeah. Before Elijah get to them?
Mm-hmm.
They kill the moose up there?
Yeah. That food he take up there to them, he divided. He divided in so many amount and all of them got that food that Elijah take to them. He divided among them.
Did he already talk about the dried moose meat that he brought up there?
No, four moose, that's all he say. Dry meat and grocery. Mm-hmm.
What were they talking about?
That's why we have to teach each other how to help each other out when something come up like that, he say.
Well, that might be nice. Should we put that in his words? Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear it again, or do you remember what he said?
Yeah. In Indian, or?
Yeah, in Indian.
Oh, handist un little tonho hoochak de ka, he say.
Could you say it one more time, please?
Ho cha handist u little ton ho he ho to de ka.
What does that mean?
That's how we teach each other in case something come up like that, he say. Like starvation. In case of that kind, they teach each other how to help each other out.
But maybe we could say it one more time because you spoke at the end and he may not be able to hear it on the tape.
Okay.
If you could say it in Indian one more time.
Ho cha handist unil ton ho huchak de ka. Ho. We learn like that. We grow up from it, he say. Like they see things like that, they learn that how to help each other next time in case that thing came up, he said.
Could you say that in an Indian way too?
That's utel thing mean we learning something. De honta ho that's utel thing we help each other, he say. Nishkat nelta, he say. Mean we help each other.
So we learn to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say the whole thing together? You know?
The whole thing. De hunt atat util tinta honso nishkat nelta.
Thank you.
Hey, say,
Don't try to be like not to be hard on each other. So nicht da an Handy at, he say.
So nicht.
So da an Handy at. Mean don't try, like, you know, if you see something's going on over there, you just ignore it and not to help. That's like you can't help. That's what he mean. Don't be that way. If you see something like that, get help right now. You see.
Yes, I can do it. Somebody judge me. Okay.
The end of that story, the starvation.
Mm-hmm. That's where you said something about being jealous of him.
Uh-huh. work very much like he used to, he said.
He calls the magic something like juicy?
Chonsi.
Chonsi.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would it have to do with songs?
That is that kind of medicine Indian use for things they want kids, like if I want kids rabbits, lots of rabbits, I use chonsi. Crow chonsi I can use. And next day I go see my snare, I'll have about 4 or 5 rabbits at one time. That's when we use chonsi for animal. We get more what we want.
Is that hard to use
up? Not really.
Only certain people.
They got words for it though, certain words that people don't use that kind of word, but they got their own words for it. Different words from our language. A different sound too.
When you're doing chants, you use these different words.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about when these people died, they buried, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes they use it for sick person.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they help sick person with it and they get well too. Like, doctor used penicillin, I guess. They used chonsi for sick people and they get well. Or else you can use some other chonsi. Not only one chonsi, there's all kinds of chonsi, all different chonsi, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You use chonsi for mouse and trapping, rabbits, cold weather. You can, if you got cold weather chonsi, you can go out 60, 70 below, you wouldn't feel cold. Mm-hmm.
You said there's the raven chonsi.
Yeah, raven chonsi too for rabbits.
Mm-hmm. You get time. Chonsi from different things like mm-hmm. raven.
Mm-hmm. There's different sound in there. Like, I got raven chonsi for rabbit snare. I say first word is yishiko, testo, yashi tisni. See, it's different from English and different from our Indian language, too.
Is something you can translate into English or your language?
It's pretty hard, I guess.
Is it like you're talking to a raven?
Mm-hmm. First rabbit snare, you sit, you call that word. And then last snare, you sit, you say that word again. Next day, you catch quite a few rabbits.
I didn't recognize any of those words.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. They got different words to it. Different dialect from Indian language, too.
Is it more like the Indian than anything else?
Mm-hmm. More than Indian, I guess. They got their own words to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure I do. Does everyone have their own words or?
Their own words. They got their own words, and we don't use it during any time. Yeah. Certain time, that's all we use it. You
know. Does someone have to teach you those words when you're out?
From your parents, you get it. It'll go from generation to generation. Like Walter Nursery, he got Tonsi. If I asked him, he could have charged to me, or he could give it to me for nothing. They buy it from each other. They buy it from each other too. If different relatives, they give it to their relatives though, like their kids, their sisters, their brother. They give it to them. That's how it goes from generation to generation. It goes that Jonesy goes on and on. Like I say, they could use it for sick people too. They got Jonesy, bad Jonesy too. That one, I don't know it though. You can kill people with it.
That one they have to learn from.
That's bad too. One, that one. You can kill a person with it. Just go like that and point at it. Sooner or later he died, that guy. That's a bad one, that one. My dad didn't teach me that one because I was too mean a woman. He said I might use it, so he didn't give it to me.
Your dad knows? There's special words for that one, too.
So people would use it. Protect themselves.
They got Bear Jonesy. They use Bear Jonesy. If grizzly bear, that's all. Black bear got no Jonesy. Grizzly bear got Jonesy. If grizzly bear can attack you, you say one word, you just turn around really fast. But black bear don't have no Jonesy.
Some people be afraid of other people because of that?
I don't know. Could be.
Would some people make demands, say, you got to give me your canoe or else I'm going to make it hard for you? Or anything like that?
If they met, they mean to each other. If this guy, he mean to take canoe away from him. Then this other guy, he got mad about it. Then he could use it if he wanted to. But they, like I say, they don't use it all the time. They can't use it unless you hurt really bad. Like you hurt your feeling really bad. That way you can use that.
More people have, some people have more Jonesy than.
I think it's just about gone though. Because a lot of people don't care to get it anymore right now that I know about it.
Have you heard any stories about Walter Northway using that?
No.
You know, he told one story about, and his children were telling a story about when his grandson died up at Birch Creek and how he found him. Is that something different?
He's medicine man, that's why.
That's not Jonesy.
In his dream, no, it's not Jonesy. He found him in his dream. You know, when they're medicine people, like, if I sleep and then I want to find out something, just it come out to me just like movie. That's how they find out, medicine people.
Is Walter known as a real strong medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Would some people say he was the strongest medicine man around there?
Mm-hmm. He is. He's medicine man. Like I say, only time they use it is something like that. That time they can't find his grandson. Way from Northway, in his dream, he went down there, he went underwater, and he found him.
Are there other things in any other spellings?
No, there's one place name that I didn't recognize. He's talking about going up after the village was completed. I don't know which one, maybe Namesna. He says, we went out hunting up at Damundatla.
Damundatla.
Oh. What was that one again?
Damundatla.
Damundatla.
Mm-hmm.
Datla.
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 Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
There's lake on top of that mountain there, not way, way up. But two lakes, I think. Da Montetla is like up there on top of that thing.
Uh-huh.
It was on top mountain, that's why they say Da Montetla. Because it was on top. That's what it means. Da Montetla.
Is there an English name for that same place?
No, I don't think so. Haven't heard Indian white man name for it.
I thought, when you're speaking about those words, I've heard that some places when people are good at talking or something, they don't use the Chelsea, but during speeches they have it's what they call high language.
Mm-hmm. They could use, like, if they make speech during potlatch time,
yeah,
they use their dead background, what is higher point where their dad, what kind of man he used to be. They could use that part and then make speech with it. They get more potlatch for it when they do that.
Have you heard about these riddles that they tell sometimes?
Like they have game like?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do you mind? There's one I heard that's something like it looks like it's wearing a rabbit skin hat or something.
Uh-huh.
And it's the snow on the stumps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you've heard those kind. Do you know any of those?
You let me see. I know, but I can't pronounce it. Castillo. Castillo. Castillo Natella. I think that one.
What's that mean?
You wear rabbit's hat and still there one place.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of, do you know others like that?
You gotta tell me which one.
How do you know a bunch? You don't remember?
No.
How did you How would you say the answer to that one you just said?
Jachin. Jachin means them.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Jachin.
Mm-hmm. Speaking about rarely for a case like that, both of them. Oh.
She says it looks like cotton floating on the river.
Yeah,
inside the boat. Cotton, he was talking about. Those people.
When they translated that, they said foam. And you're talking about rabbit fur.
They don't know very much, that's why. Possibly, really possibly, kacha. Not a form.
It says kacha in the part you wrote to.
Mm-hmm.
It's the part that was a rabbit.
Yeah. What's the buh? Is that fur too? Prefer.
Chisa?
Yeah, chisa.
Chisa is skin. Most height. Any kind of height.
Right.
Chisa.
What was the cha? Is that different? Gah. Oh, gah. Gah cha.
Gah cha is a height too. Rabbit's height.
Does it mean the same thing as a chisa?
Just kacha is little piece, like little piece of rabbit skin. Kacha, right here you see, if somebody asks for that kind. That's just a little piece of rabbit's height.
From the back.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were talking about those people in the river, they meant that it was like pieces of rabbit skin that was
mm-hmm. Something like pieces of rabbit skin.
And they were tied up in it?
Uh-huh.
The people were?
Uh-huh.
Is that from
That's the way my dad used to taught me.
So when they say, they're not trying to describe the foam on the river, then they're describing something else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Is that old-time story about where people came from?
Uh-huh. How people meet each other, and where they come from, how they got there, and all that.
So you heard that same story?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's just more that could explain that story better.
Already,
yeah, now that we know
that. Yeah, that was the confusing thing to me about that foam.
Mm-hmm.
So, because if you look at the river, you see foam coming down all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're waiting for one thing like rabbit skin to come down, that would be only, they might not see any more of those.
Mm-hmm. Unless you
see one. Yeah, okay. That makes more sense to me.
When they become men, they put them away for probably 6 months, I guess. In the little room like this, where nobody look at them and everything, and then they train them for not to get old really fast like that. He got trained it, that's why he don't get old. Like us right now, we're going to get old really fast because we didn't get trained for it. When women become woman too, they put them away for about 6 months. Can't drink cold water. You can't sleep late. You gotta get up before sun up. Cut wood. Pack water. Run all the time. You can't walk. You gotta run. They train themselves like that. They train for their teeth, their hair, their looks. That's how Indians used to train themselves.
How old was Walter when you first remember him?
He was already old man when I first remember him.
He was maybe 50?
More than 50 years old, I guess, when I first saw him, when I remember him. He raised me up halfway, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How many kids did he have when you were being raised by him?
You know his son, Teddy and Lee?
Mm-hmm.
They were about that big. Me and Teddy were only 2 weeks apart.
Oh.
Must be about 10 years old.
Teddy, he's born October 26th and I born November 15th.
He raised up a lot of kids, didn't he?
He used to bring up a load of groceries for me from Northway to Scatter Creek, my uncle Walter. His wife is my mom's sister, so he's my uncle. His wife is my auntie.
How come he got a chance to raise you?
Oh, because there was 9 of us, and my brother and sister all died off, and I was the only one live, so they favored me, I guess. And my dad got broken back, he can't support us. No welfare, no disability. I grew up hard way most of the time. I grew up just only eat one biscuit a day. I grew up real poor. Not clothes. One clothes I wear for years, I guess. Patch after patch.
So when you stayed with Walter Northway?
I don't stay with him. He just brings me food.
You're staying by yourself?
It's no, with mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
So he was helping your whole family?
Mm-hmm.
You did that for a lot of people?
Mm-hmm. He was big man, great man in the whole area there. Everybody look at him as President Reagan, I guess.
Did they have a special name for a person who did that?
I don't know.
How about Andrew Isaac? He's around the same area?
No, he's from Tenerife.
Real different then.
Mm-hmm.
You guys saw him?
I saw Andrew one time when I was a little girl, I remember. They came up to Northway Getig with motorboat from Tenerife. That time I remember Andrew Isaac. I was just a little girl then.
How much older is Walter than Andrew, you think?
Gee, I don't know. Andrew was a young guy when I first remember him. He got a wife and kids.
Here's one question I have. You ever heard of Beirut Store?
Yeah. Beirut.
Beirut?
Uh-huh.
Oh, where was that store?
Kent Oatman. Way back in Canada. Right now it's in Canada. Them days there was no Canada. They had one whole territory, I guess.
Could you spell that? You may have had that already.
He got that killed out, man.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what the white man's name for that same place is in Canada?
Mm-hmm. Pepper Lake.
Pepper Lake?
In white men's, where they got hold of Wolverine. That's what it means, that is true.
Which place is that?
Pepper Lake. Killed out.
So they have two names for that place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that store, that guy, would you know how to guess at spelling that? Is that a French name?
Which one?
Beirut.
Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it would be.
That could be.
Possibly Beirut, I guess.
Beirut?
Uh-huh, Beirut.
Root, like a root of a tree?
Mm-hmm, something like that. I don't know, it's way before I even was born, so I don't really pay any attention to it. That's Spanish too, then Indian too, they call it.
What, that's what they call that place?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the place where the store was?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if we could add that place name to this.
Ich tut. Ich tut.
What's something about a Wolverine? Huh?
Mm-hmm. That's him. He's Wolverine. Ich tut is, I don't know.
Ich tut?
Mm-hmm.